Monday, Tierce. O God, come to my assistance. O Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Come, Holy Spirit, ever one, with God the Father and the Son. Send forth your overflowing grace, and with your love our souls embrace. With all our strength and mind and voice, we sing your praises and rejoice. Inflame our hearts with love anew. May all the world have love for you. To God the Father and the Son, to Holy Spirit, three in one, may praise and honor, glory be to you, eternal Trinity. Amen.
I call, and the Lord answers me. Lord, how I love your law! It is ever in my mind. Your command makes me wiser than my foes, for it is mine forever. I have more insight than all who teach me, for I ponder your will. I have more understanding than the old, for I keep your precepts. I turn my feet from evil paths to obey your word. I have not turned from your decrees. You yourself have taught me. Your promise is sweeter to my taste than honey in the mouth. I gain understanding from your precepts, and so I hate false ways. Your word is a lamp for my steps and a light for my path. I have sworn and have made up my mind to obey your decrees. Lord, I am deeply afflicted. By your word, give me life. Accept, Lord, the homage of my lips, and teach me your decrees. Though I carry my life in my hands, I remember your law. Though the wicked try to ensnare me, I do not stray from your precepts. Your will is my heritage forever, the joy of my heart. I set myself to carry out your statutes in fullness forever. I have no love for the half-hearted. My love is for your law. You are my shelter, my shield. I hope in your word. Leave me, you who do evil. I will keep God's command. If you uphold me by your promise, I shall live. Let my hopes not be in vain. Sustain me, and I shall be saved, and ever observe your statutes. You spurn all who swerve from your statutes. Their cunning is in vain. You throw away the wicked like dross, so I love your will. I tremble before you in terror. I fear your decrees. I have done what is right and just. Let me not be oppressed. Vouch for the welfare of your servant, lest the proud oppress me. My eyes yearn for your saving help and the promise of your justice. Treat your servant with love and teach me your statutes. I am your servant. Give me knowledge. Then I shall know your will. It is time for the Lord to act, for your law has been broken. That is why I love your commands more than finest gold, why I rule my life by your precepts and hate false ways. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I call, and the Lord answers me. Owe no one anything except to love one another, for the one who loves another has fulfilled the law. Love does no wrong to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. Romans 13, verses 8 and 10. Be my helper, do not reject me. Never abandon me, for you are a God who saves. God, our Creator, you renew all things by your Spirit. Grant that even now we may share in your eternal youthfulness, for you are the living one, forever and ever. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.